Begin Maseches Megillah. We are starting from the first Mishnah of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Mishnah, of course, tells us, as you guys learned already, that there are various days that the Megillah can be read. So we know from the Psukim in Megillah's Esther, Yud Dalet for the unwalled cities, Tesvah for the walled cities, and for the Kfarim, the villages, they were able to read on Yom HaKnisa. So the big machlok is the first Sugin, Maseches Megillah, is what is the definition of Yom HaKnisa? So Rashi says, what's Pshat Rashi? What's Yom HaKnisa? The day they'd go to the Bat Edinim, they'd have court cases, business dealings to deal with, Choshen Mishpat Halachas. So they go to the Beis Din on Mondays and Thursdays. That's in accordance with the Takana of Ezra. Ezra is Mesakin. The Gemara in Baba Kama tells us he is Mesakin, that the Beis Din convenes on Mondays and Thursdays. So they'd all go. Apparently it would be frequent that they would have a lot of Dinim to deal with. And then comes along Rabbi Nechananel. You guys all saw this along with the Ran, the Ritva, and other Rishonim. It wasn't just Rabbi Nechananel, but he's on the page. He says they would go to hear Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. So those are two basic pshatim, whether it's because of Dinim or whether it's because of Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. There's a third shita I'm going to just throw out there now. We're going to deal with this shita next week. There's a shita Tosfos in Yevamos. He says, no, they wouldn't actually lane in the big cities. The Kfarim would lane in their own villages. They'd gather together in their own shuls and lane for each other. And the reason why they wouldn't go to the big cities is because of the problem of losis godidu. Let's say Woodmere is a big city. So the small village is going to come to our place and lane on a Monday, Thursday. So let's say Monday is a 13th of Adar. So the 13th of Adar, all the Kfarim are going to read in our city and here in Aish. They're going to lane the Megillah on Monday. And then we're going to lane the next day on Tuesday, which is Yudal Adar. That means in the same city, you have different readings of Kriyas and Megillah, so it's lo sisko to do. So in light of that, Tosfos says there's a whole other pshat to this sugi. That's going to be next week's sugi. But focusing on Rashi and Rabbein Hananel, where they actually go to the big cities. Yom HaKnisa would go to the big cities to hear the laning. Was that because of the dinim, the Bati dinim would convene, or because of Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur? So what's the machlokes? So the Merom Esada, who of course you should know by now, is the Netziv. I'm a big fan of the Merom Esada, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda mi Berlin, Netziv. So he says that why would the Kfarim go to the village, to the big cities to hear Kriyas HaTorah? He says, is there a chiyuv for every single person to hear Kriyas HaTorah but Tzibur? Now that's a pretty extreme statement. I thought, of course, we have to hear Mondays and Thursdays, we have to hear Kriyas HaTorah. On Shabbos, we have to hear the Parsha. So Netziv says, who says that? The only time there's an obligation to hear Kriyas HaTorah is when you're in a place where there's a minyan.
And Tzibur minyan, though?
Yeah, Tzibur's a minyan. That's a sugi later on in the Masechta we're going to learn, much later on in the Masechta. But a Tzibur's a minyan. So the Kfarim don't have a minyan where they live. So there's no minyan, there's no chiv. It's only a Chovas Tzibur. Chovas Tzibur means if there's a Tzibur, so then you have to do the mitzvah. And if there is no Tzibur, then you don't have to do the mitzvah. So why would Rabbeinu Hananel and all the other Rishonim say you have to go run to the big cities to hear Kriyas HaTorah? I'm not part of a tzibur. I don't have an obligation to hear. Now based on this, I'm not pasking, I'm not quoting, but I remember hearing from one of my Rebbeim that I believe Ronsweig said in the name of Rav Soloveitchik that if a person, let's say, goes away for Shabbos, he goes away somewhere where there's no minyan, is that permitted? Are you allowed to go a place? You have an obligation to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So I believe he said, it was Mechadish, depends what part of the week you're going. If you go in the first part of the week, where you're not into the next Shabbos yet, so there's no Chovas HaTzibur yet to hear the Parsha. So you could go away, even though you're going to be up the state somewhere without a minyan. If you left on Tuesday or before, you were not part of a Tzibur. There's no Chiv yet, so you're allowed to leave. There's no individual Chiv to hear the Torah. But if you're leaving Wednesday or Thursday from New York, so Wednesday you're part of the Tzibur, and that Tzibur now has a chiyuv to hear the Parsha, so now you're removing yourself from the Tzibur, that would be a problem. It was a chiddush. I didn't appreciate it back then. I'm not quoting it because I don't remember. This is 15 years ago, so I don't remember all the proofs for this, but this is an idea just to think about. I don't want to get involved in this particular question. It's an interesting thing, food for thought. Either way, the Netziv writes that according to the Pashup Shad is, you don't have to. You don't have to go hear the Torah. Only if you're in a tzibur, you have to hear it. But as the individual, there's no need. Well, Rabbeinu Hananel would assume no. Each of us, kol yachid v'yachid, has a chiv. You have to make sure you go to a tzibur where there is a Kriyas HaTorah.
Who was the first one again?
First one is Rabbeinu Hananel, I'm not sure which. Rashi says.
The one who says you don't have to go.
Rashi. Rashi says the reason why you go to Yom HaKnisa is because of Beis Din. There's no need to go for Kriyas HaTorah. He ignores Kriyas HaTorah. So the Netziv explains Rashi as saying, because there's no chiv on the yachid, it's only if you're a Netzibur. But there's no chiv for every single person to ensure that he has a minyan. But Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, every single yachid has a chiv as well. So that's the question. The question is there also a chovas yachid for everybody to hear Kriyas HaTorah? And this is a very, very big source for this discussion. This first sugi in Megillah is the basis for this discussion, if it's a chovas tzibur or is it also a chovas yachid.
Why are we assuming that Kriyas Megillah is on the same level as Kriyas HaTorah?
Who, how do we assume that?
Well, that's what we're saying. We're saying that they went to the Kvarim to go to...
Oh, for the Kvarim, that they went to the Kvarim to go hear the Megillah. Because the Gemara says there's an inner Pirsumei Nisa. Pirsumei Nisa is a whole other level. There's a chiv of Pirsumei Nisa when it comes to Kriyas Megillah.
So in other words, they really could do it individually at home, but because of Pirsumei Nisa...
Exactly.
So according to the Intu, it says that you don't have to go. Does he require you to read the Torah?
Nope, if I'm in a minyan, I have to hear. Just like,
so if you get home for Shabbat, whatever, you just didn't have to read. You don't even have to read.
Exactly. According to this. Now, it's no different than Baruchu. If I'm in a minyan, so I say Baruchu. And if I'm not in a minyan, I don't say Baruchu. There's no chiyuv to say Baruchu. Yeah, there's an inyan to say Davar Shebekedusha. There's certainly a lot of value to it, but how much do I have to... Is there no chiyuv? That when it comes to minyan, there's one of the things we don't like to say in public, but the Mechaber says a person should mishtadel, he should try hard to be part of a minyan. But that's not a chiv. There's no chiv. But you should be mishtadel, you should try hard to be part of a minyan.
Is there an obligation to hear a certain amount of kadeshim and kadushas?
There's no chiv. These are all like big inyanim, but as a chiv, these are not chiyuvim.
He advocated sometimes a person to daven by themselves at home, because at that point, if they're davening by themselves at home, he can't say that if there was a fear, right?
Exactly. So that's a big. So the briskers also are medayik from the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that minyan is only the mishtadel, but not a real chiv. In fact, I was at a conference the other day with Rav Asher Weiss. And he was saying, based on the Aris Devash, which is Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, that prior to Anshei Knesset Gedola, he painted this beautiful picture, there is no Shabbos and there is no Tefillah. What does that mean? So Shabbos, there is no Muksa, there is no Shvusim or Isser Midrabanan prior to Anshei Knesset Gedola. So that means on Shabbos, so he couldn't work in the farms, because that was all Asser Midraisa. But he could go shopping. Money was a muksa. Muksa didn't exist. You could buy food. They go shopping on Shabbos. So their Shabbos was very different than our Shabbos right now. So one thing Anshei Knesset Gedola did was create a whole new Shabbos for us, because they asked all these different things for muksa and shvus. Number two is he's explaining davening was also very different. Davening, there's no nusach ha-tfila before Anshei Knesset Gedola. There was no minin before Anshei Knesset Gedola. It was simply you wake up and say, Moda ani lefanecha, and you go out and work. So now what Anshei Knesset Gedola created was a shul. They had yeshivas from the times of Avraham Avinu, but there were no shuls, because there's no minyan. So they created shuls, they created a Shabbos in a different way, and it's a whole new type of Judaism after Anshei Knesset Gedola. But Mi'ikar Din, you don't have a chiv to be in a minyan, certainly before Anshei Knesset Gedola, and afterwards it's a big inyan. I'm not belittling this. The Gemara says your tefillah won't be answered unless you daven b'tzibur. It won't be as easily answered. So there's a huge inyan. If you want to be answered, you may as well daven in a minyan. But you don't necessarily lose out on a chiv. And Hashem gets very upset if you go every single day and one day you don't come to shul. So I'm not giving you any heter. But I'm just saying the level of obligation is less when it comes to these inyanim. So now, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur, do we have an individual chiyuv to hear? Or if we're in a minyan, so we chapin, and if we're not in a minyan, we don't chapin. And that's the debate between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Yeah.
Are these similar to tzitzis?
Yeah, tzitzis is a similar thing as well, where there is no obligation. If I'm wearing a dal kanfos, so I have it. So I'm in a minyan, I hear Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah, but there is no obligation. I don't want to get involved. There was an interesting machlokas Baal Mor and the Ramban about a Mishnah, which was a very important proof. I don't want to get involved in that right now, about taking sides here. But I want to go to an interesting Gra. The Gra asks a very interesting question. Maybe you've had it in the past. I've had this question in the past. When it comes to Megillah, why don't we read the Megillah on Shabbos? What does the Gemara tell us?
Caring,
right. Gzeir Deraba. There's a concern that I'm going to take my Megillah, I missed the laning, I'm going to bring it to my neighbor, and there's no Erev, and he's going to lane for me. So why don't we have the same concern on Shabbos? We read the Torah on Shabbos, so shouldn't I be concerned I'm going to carry the Sefer Torah? Or Let's say Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkot, Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach, we read Koheles and we read Rosh Hashanah or Shia Shim, whichever Megillah it is, we read Megillah Dafka and Shabbos Chol Moed. So are we concerned that you might schlep that Megillah to someone else? So why is Megillah's Esther any different? Only by Megillah's Esther is it also to read on Shabbos. But every other reading is permitted. We read Haftorah, we read Shabbos, Parsha, we read Megillah's Rus and Shia Shim and everything else. Says the Gra, because Megillah's Esther is different. Megillah's Esther is a chiv not only on the tzibur, it's a chiv on kol echad v'echad. Each of us, each every one of us have a chiv to hear the Megillah. So I'm going to make sure that I hear the Megillah. If I miss it, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to get the Megillah. When it comes to Shia Shirim and Rus and Koheles, there is no chiv on the yachid. If I'm in the tzibur, so I get the laning. If I'm not in the tzibur, then I don't get the laning. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, Shana, Alpha, it must be Shana Bet, I probably really more cared about this. I missed the laning, must have been Koheles, I missed the laning. I probably was confused for the different days. In Eretz Yisrael, they do it differently. I missed the laning for the Megillah. I wasn't sure what to do. So I asked the Rosh Hashiva, and Rabbina told me, just you can read it on your own. There is no chiv to hear the laning biyachid. If you're in the minyan, so you chap it. Not to say you should avoid it, even though it's very long, you might want to avoid it. But the idea is there's no chiv on the yachid to listen to the Megillah of Koheles and Shir Hashirim and Rus and so on. But Megillah's Esther, there is a chiv, so there goes there that you can't read Megillah's Esther on Shabbos lest you come to bring carry it to your... So when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, the Parshios on Shabbos, that too is not a chiv on the yachid. It's in the tzibur. If you're in shul, so you get the lading. And if you're not in shul, so you miss the lading, but there's no chiv on the yachid, so no one's going to ever schlep the Sefer Torah from his house or from the shul to someone else's house because it's not a chovas yachid, says the Gra. Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur is only a chovas tzibur. That's the difference between Megillah and Sefer Torah.
And the one person who's responsible to get the Sefer Torah to the shul so everybody else doesn't miss, they're not concerned that he's going to carry it.
No, because it's always housed in the shul.
I was going to say, it's a situation where it's not.
And when it's on the tzibur, we know people are more careful when you're working for the tzibur. People are watching over.
Yeah.
There's a Gemara in Erevin about this as well. I'm not going to get involved in the proofs for this, but when it comes to the tzibur, people are more careful. The right people are being involved in these decision-making as opposed to every individual. Not every individual, unfortunately, doesn't know everything, so we can't rely on this. Now, this leads into the next question of Birch HaShemua. Rabbi Chashmul is one of the hardest achronim that we have. The style in which he writes makes it very challenging to read. A lot of the yeshivas love the Birch HaShemuel. It's not always advisable for a young bachum to learn Birch HaShemuel. It can be extremely discouraging because he's so hard. The concepts are not hard, but the style of writing is very challenging. It's not to take away from the Birch HaShemuel, Chas V'Shalom. He's a tremendous Eloi, but not everyone wrote in such a way that made it so clear. So his name was... Rebartov Leibovitz, right?
That's
so
right.
He was
from
what?
From
he was of the Rav Chaim's and the Briskers. So he was also, by the way, a tremendous Baal Menagin. He knew how to sing. He could understand songs and pick up nigunim just hearing it one time. Very complex pieces he was able to know very well. So he was a brilliant individual, but his pieces are very, very challenging. The concepts are not hard necessarily. Well, everyone who's logical could understand them, but just the way it's been presented sometimes. So he wants to know, when it comes to a minyan, do you need rov? I mean, can you have rov who haven't heard the laning yet? Or do you need a full 10 people? So we know when it comes to davening in a minyan. So if I need to daven Shemoneh Esrei, we need to say Kiddush or Kaddish. So all you need is 6 people who have not davened, and 4 people could join in. That's enough. Now what you don't get is, it's not Tefillah B'Tzibur. You could say the Kiddushah. Tefillah B'Tzibur is only when all 10 are davening together. If they're not davening together, it's not tefillah but tzibur, it's still like a daven, I'm allowed to say Kaddish and Kedusha with the 4 other people adding in. When it comes to benching, what's halacha by benching? If I need 10 people, so I need 10 people who haven't benched to make a zeman with saying Elokeinu. But let's say I don't have. You need 7. The Gemara says you need Ruba de Minkara. You need a recognizable rov. 6 people who haven't benched yet and the 4 people who could answer, so that's not a Ruba de Minkara. It's not too recognizable. You need 7 and you can add 3 in as well. So what about for Kriyas HaTorah? 6 of us haven't heard laning it. Can we pull 4 guys from the previous minute and say, could you just stand in here for us to lane? Or let's say Parsha Zachar for ladies. Parsha Zachar, you're allowed to take out the Kriyas HaTorah for Parsha Zachar for women. All the men heard the first laning. Could you have a second laning later on for women? Some are very against this because it's not covered at Tzibur. the men already heard, to take it out just for women. So they are chiyuv. It's a whole another discussion whether they're chayiv. But just bring out, these are other situations where it might come up. We might not have an entire tzibur who haven't heard the laying it. So what? Yeah, 10 men. But at the same time, it's not 10 men who haven't heard yet. Right. They've already heard the chiyuv. So that's part of the calculation as well. So the Bir Chashmul says, can you have Rove, and can you say Rubo Kukulo, as long as you have 6 who haven't heard, the other 4 could join, or no, you need a full 10. So he explains the Machlokas is whether the Chiv Laning is on the Yachid or on the Tzibur. If it's on the Tzibur, so you need a Tzibur who hasn't heard yet, you need a full 10 who has not heard yet. But if it's really a Chiv and the Yachid, that each of us have an obligation, but I, as a Tana, as a condition, I need to have 10 people just to daven Shem Kedusha, but I really don't need 10 who haven't heard. So then he says, as long as you have 6, as long as you have Rubo Kukulu who haven't heard, you can pull 4 other guys in to help fulfill the individual obligation on every single person of Kriyas HaTorah. But again, if it's on the Yachid, but again, if it's on the Tzibur, then it can only get, the Olchiv only exists when you have a Tzibur who hasn't heard the Kriyas HaTorah yet. You need 10 people who haven't heard yet. That kicks in, the Chiv kicks in. But again, if it's on the Yachid, so I don't need 10 that haven't heard. I just need Rubo. And I could get 4 others to join him. So that's a nafka mina, whether it's a Chovas Yachid or a Chovas Tzibur.
And Bir Chashmul holds it's on the Yachid?
The Bir Chashmul says it's, he has a Chakir, he doesn't paskin. We're going to go through the Psak here. The Chai Adam, who is a son-in-law of the Gra, the Chai Adam, I just heard this also interestingly the other day, the Chai Adam, who is a son-in-law of the Gra, so he was not considered a Talmud of the Gra, but the son-in-law of the Gra. And in the Chai Adam, he had quoted the Gra many times. And in the Chachmas Adam, a later sefer of his on Yerodea, so he does not include the Gra at all. The Gra is not mentioned one time. So in the first edition of this Chachmas Adam, he writes, and you have to, it's not, you won't find it in the classical Chachmas Adams, but the first edition, those who have seen it, it's written in the front, you could thank all of you guys for not including the Gra in here. What does that mean? Because he apparently got a lot of backlash for including the Gra's Psakim in the previous, in the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam is an Or Chaim of Chai Adam, and he got a lot of people very upset for quoting the Gra so much. So in the second Sefer of Chachmas Adam, he did not quote the Gra at all, and he explains why he was upset at everybody else for getting upset at him. Later editions, he had removed that introduction to the Sefer, and you don't find it in a classic Chachmas Adam. Either way, the Chai Adam paskins that. He says you need an entire tzibur, you need 10 people who have not heard the Sefer Torah, the laning yet, in order to be chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah. To get 6 guys and 4 guys to join in, that's not going to be sufficient. That's how the Chai Adam paskins, because he paskins that the Chovas Tzibur, that you need a tzibur who haven't heard yet. A tzibur is defined by 10 people.
Right, tzibur is 10 people, but then you're adding in that haven't heard it. You're changing the...
No, but if I fulfill my chiv, I'm not part of that minion anymore. I'm not part of a tzibur. I'm not a chiv in the tzibur.
But you see that you can, let's say, if somebody wants to say Kaddish and there's 6 people, then 4 people, even though they heard, they can join in.
Right, it's a davar shibukedusha. It's a davar shibukedusha. Right, you don't lose anything. It is considered davar shibukedusha, but at the same time, the chiyuv doesn't kick in when it comes to kaddish. Let's say the kaddish, the individual has a chiyuv to say a kaddish. The individual has a chiyuv.
Some kaddishim, let's say kaddish yafta leinu, for example, which is not kaddish yosom. So then it's not a.
So it could be. So that's an interesting point. If it's a kaddish, that's really on the tefillah. So you could raise the same question. Let's say you only have 6 people who haven't davened yet. I don't know. The Chor, we would say Kaddish regardless, but it's an interesting question nonetheless. But what the Chai Adam's assuming based on this Bir HaShmuel here,
it doesn't change the flow and text of the regular davening either. That also has to be considered. In other words, if you have to start doing a tally, when I'm davening Mincha today as opposed to davening Mincha last, how many of you were, didn't daven Mincha yet? That would be changing the
tefillah
every single time
we daven. Right. Well, that's true as well. We have to maintain. We want a certain. We want to maintain the tzur of the daven. We want to change it depending on how many people davened. But when it comes to davening in general, we assume that each of us have an individual chiv to daven. So as long as you have 6 guys and 4 other guys, you could say all the davar shibukedushas. But when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, the chiv doesn't get off the ground. It doesn't exist until there's a tzibur who hasn't heard the laning just yet. There's nothing to talk of yet. There's no Chovas Yachid. So the Chayadim Paskins, you need 10 people who haven't heard, which is very, very important. You know, let's say it's another case that might come up. It happened, I forget, as everyone knows exactly, the calendar dates and stuff, when people from Bnei Eretz Yisrael are here in America, and the second day Yontif is Shabbos, and they're supposed to hear laning in Eretz Yisrael because Yontif is already over the second day, last day of Pesach, so they miss the Parsha. So are you allowed to lane for them? So some minyanim have a special laning for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael up here, Minchatan, let's say. But according to this, you might need 10 people who haven't heard that or who has a chiyuv to hear. You can't have 10 Americans. You need 10 Israelis who need to hear that chiyuv, perhaps, based on this Chai Adam.
How does it work on what was that holiday? When everybody gets a chance to read on...
In Simchas Torah. Yeah, so there's the Guinness Viradim later on talks about this. He's not a big fan of people continuing to read over and over again. They've heard it once before. You need 10 people. So he says, firstly, some Gabbaim who know, make sure that 10 people are around there listening, just 10 Stam people. But it should also be 10 people, perhaps, that who haven't heard the laning yet either. So this is right, but when it comes to Simchas Torah, the rules are very, very different. Anyways, we do so many things that are different.
Right. We do on
but it's still laning. There still is an Indian of laning as an aspect of kavod. We say a bracha on it, so it could be a bracha latala potentially if there's no chiyuv and 10 people are not around. So it's a very serious thing. But at the same time, Simchas Torah, we do a lot of things that are different when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. For example, it's brought down that the Rambam is medayik from the Takanas Ezra, the Takanas Ezra of laning. Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos is only by Yom, only during the daytime. The Takana doesn't exist by Laila, and there's reasons I'll pick Kabbalah why that is. Torah Shebechsav is by Yom, Torah Shebechsav is by Laila. That's why many won't say Tehillim if there's at nighttime. It might be different if it's B'Torah Spakasha. People won't do Shnai Mikra at nighttime. I'll pick Kabbalah. Nighttime is Torah Shebechsav, daytime is Torah Shebechsav. So we don't lay at nighttime. But there's one time we lay at nighttime. We lay at nighttime. So that's one of the many rules. We also give our children under the age of Bar Mitzvah, get aliyahs as well, and they say brachas. So there are a lot of rules we change when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah for the Kavod HaTorah. It's a special Kavod HaTorah, it's a Simchas HaTorah, so we're able to override some of these classical halachas. You can't necessarily bring proofs elsewhere. You had a question? Okay, fine. Now, the Be'er Halacha argues in the Chai Adam. The Be'er Halacha writes in number 7 that no, it's enough to have rof. He brings a Mefurish Raya from the Ran in our Maseches Megillah. I'm not going to go to the Ran right now, but it's enough to have Rov who have not heard Kriyas HaTorah. 6 people who haven't heard and adding 4 in would be enough. So he paskins against Chai Adam, which would then indicate that Kriyas HaTorah is really a Chovas Yachid. We each have to hear. We just need a minion, it's a technicality, to allow us for the laning. So as long as you have 6 guys who haven't heard, you could pull in 4 other guys to be Mitzarif into the minion. Okay, what about another case that shouldn't happen, but it does happen, unfortunately, way too often, if an individual, a frum person, is in jail. And are you allowed to bring a Sefer Torah to that individual in jail for him to get Kriyas HaTorah, whether it's a Monday, Thursday, whether it's a Shabbos, whether it's Parsha Zachar, is that permitted? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins.
And what you're speaking about is bringing along 9 people and we're following the rove.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of the discussion. Are there 9 people, 10 people there in the jail? Most probably there are. And or we bring other 9 people as well. This is just the Metzius. So Shulchan Aruch writes in number 9, he says when people are in a jail, we do not bring them a Sefer Torah, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to. And he says it's only during Shas HaKriya. But if you could prepare a Aron Kodesh in the jail for them, and it could be there for a day or two, unclear what Yom or Yomai means, exactly the calculation for that, then you're allowed to. Now, the Shulchan Aruch's concern here is a concern of the Kavod HaTorah, the Bizayon. To have the Torah moving from place to place, it's just not Kavod HaTorah to do that. But if you have a stationary place, imagine Aron Kodesh in a jail, so then you would be allowed to keep the Sefer Torah there.
So what about Bais and Abel? A lot of times in the Sefer Torah.
Yeah, it's a very good question. So they have Aram, but it's there for 7 days. It's there. It's remaining there for 7 days. It's a very good point, but it does remain there 7 days.
It's an established, you need to establish a proper...
No, you do, but usually you need a day or two. Shiva, you don't have it, you don't know.
No.
Right, so it happens, so...
We're talking about the minyanim in someone's house right on a Shabbos. You can't just keep it there for one Shabbos. You got to leave it there for a few weeks.
Right. So not a few weeks. When my son was born, so it was Hurricane Sandy. We went to my parents' house for that Shabbos, and there was no. We got flooded. My parents had a have a generator, so we had a minyan in my parents' house. So the bris was on Shabbos in my parents' house. So my parents have a Sefer Torah in the Bnei Shur in the shul, so we brought it to the house. But the din was, we had to make sure it was there a few days prior to Shabbos, so it had a stationary place, had a place to be. So we only had it there for just that one Shabbos, but it doesn't have to be there for a few weeks, just a couple of days is enough.
I'm saying, you know, you have minyanim in people's houses and say on Shabbos, you can't just keep switching every week, right?
That exists? People have houses, minyanim in people's houses?
Yes.
I can't judge such things, I don't know. But no, it should be, yeah, okay. Yeah,
it should.
For the Sefer Torah, for the allowance of such a minyan, I don't know about, but for the Sefer Torah, that perspective, it should be there for a few days, yeah.
The only thing, the two things. One is, I feel like if you have a place for the Sefer Torah, if you have a makom, you have like a little aron, so that's, then it's okay. Let's say you're going on a trip, you know, let's say you're skiing or something, and you have 10 guys, and they're only going to be there, let's say, Monday.
Right.
So if you have a Sefer Torah,
right, so it could be the makom, the Aron Kodesh might be enough to be considered that yom or yomayim, what you need. I'm not sure. I don't know.
And what about the?
That's a no. Don't.
And what about the Indian about hearing about 3 days, three times landings or something like that? Of landing 3 times? Is that just?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I have to look into that sugi more. I don't know.
We went upstate one time, and I remember we were out in some boondock somewhere, and there was a minyan there, and they had a Sefer Torah.
Right, so I'm not sure all the different criteria what's needed for it. Right. Yeah. Yes, I'm not sure.
Fine. So let's combine. Better to go to the shul.
For sure. Fine. So anyway, so the concern here, bringing a Sefer Torah to a jail or to a trip, whatever that case is, it's not ideal according to the Shulchan Aruch, and it's because it's a zilzul for the Sefer Torah to go bring it to the people. I mean, you should go to the Sefer Torah, not bring the Sefer Torah to you. That's like the famous story of Yaakov Kamenetsky when he's brought to South Street. You probably know the story already. When they opened up the school, and then they showed him, oh, look, we lowered the mezuzah so the kids could touch the mezuzah and kiss him when he goes in. And he said, no, we don't lower the Torah down to the kid level. We put a chair up so they could step up to kiss the mezuzah. So we don't stop the Sefer Torah to make it convenient for us, but rather we make sure the people go to the shul, so that's where it's supposed to be. That's a zilzil of the Sefer Torah. Now, the Ber Halacha points on top of that as well. If there's one individual in jail, aside from the zilzal Sefer Torah, there is no chiv on the yachet to hear. The guy's in jail where there is no minyan, so he has no obligation. So why are you bringing the Sefer Torah to him? There is no chiv on the yachet. If there happens to be 10 people in the jail, so then there's a chovas on the tibur, and then there is more room to bring the Sefer Torah to the jail.
Okay.
Read Megillah? That's a chovas yachet. Chovas yachet plus a chovas tibur.
Okay. So if it was just one person, there is some kind of obligation to try and get somebody to read for him?
For Megillas Esther? Yeah, Megillas Esther for sure. There's a big in for Megillas Esther. But there is no issue of zilzal Megillas Esther. We bring Megillas Esther's all over. When it comes to Sefer Torah, in addition to being a zilzal for the Sefer Torah to be moved from place to place, there is no obligation as well. So there wouldn't be a heter to move for the cover of the Sefer Torah. Now another issue comes up. Again, this is also going to open up a whole other discussion in Halacha Lemaisa, but when a person is number 12 in the Shulchan Aruch, does a person have to pay attention to the Kriyas HaTorah? Can you be learning? Can you be reading something else? Can you be talking during Kriyas HaTorah? Now, there's a big issue the Gemara talks about. If a person is in the middle of laning, you can't just walk out, you can't take off your tefillin, you have to be focused on the Sefer Torah. 2 years ago, it was Hanukkah here, we were here in the up in the stairs davening, and they were laning on Hanukkah, and someone started trying to get my attention, and I was ignoring him because it was the Sefer Torah. We were reading. He really insisted, and I thought there was an emergency. So finally, I went out, and he told me that my car got hit outside. There was some taxi driver who he lost control. Something happened while he was driving, and he banged against 3 cars, and one of my cars was like turned around. So it wasn't really much of an emergency at all. It was just my car, but if it's real, there's an isser to step outside and not pay attention to Kriyas HaTorah. So, but there is a daya that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that if there are 10 people listening, then you are allowed to learn. You are allowed to do something else if 10 people are listening. So that assumes what? What's the assumption of the Mechaber?
It's not on you,
exactly. Right. It's on the Tzibur. The Tzibur, it's only on the Tzibur. It's not on the Yachid. The Kriyas HaTorah must be read, but Tzibur have 10 people listening, but on the Yachid not. But that's only a Yesh Omrim. All the others who say that we each have to listen certainly assume that it is a chovas yachid on the individual. They have to hear Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur, and that's how the Rav Moshe paskens. Rav Moshe writes, yeah.
Sorry.
No, no.
Does that mean you have to hear it 3 times a week, or you just have to hear it 4 times a week, or you have to just hear it on Shabbos? Yeah,
if it's a Chovas Yachid, so that means you have to hear it whenever Tekanas Ezra was, which is Monday, Thursday, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos afternoon. There's a Chovas Yachid. And that's
what you hold.
That's what, yeah, look what the Rav Moshe writes in number 14. Igros Moshe writes in number 14, page number 4 in the bottom. He says, "B'chiyuv kriyas haTorah al kol yochid kol echad, chiyuv kriyas haTorah hu al kol echad l'shmoa shlosha kruim b'sheni b'chamishu v'mincha, to hear all three aliyahs, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha, and B'tainas Tzibor, and Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed, and all that. And of course, certainly Yom Tov, he goes on Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, and everything else. You have a chiyuv to hear."
How do you know that everybody else is not doing the same thing?
Practically speaking, I don't know. If you, it's not advisable anyways, but even within that shita, I'm not sure how you would implement it necessarily.
Right.
If
you don't know that everybody is trying to rely on the same thing you are, and then you never have the 10 people.
Granted. That's a Gemara, actually. This relates to what David was asking before. I'm going to put it together now, just since he's both. The Gemara talks about, if in Erevin, in the beginning, Daf Gimel, about a lechi and a korah when it comes to Erev and the tzibur and the rabbim. And there's a question or not, I'm trying to remember this, whose responsibility is it to fix this Erev? And the Gemara has an opinion, two opposite svaras. One is that since it's on the tzibur, it's always going to be fixed, because someone in the tzibur is going to ensure it's going to be taken care of. And the other svar is what you're saying is, no, everyone else is going to think the other guy's going to fix it, and I'm not going to deal with it. So there's a svar to think, if it's in the tzibur, no one's going to do it. They always pass on the responsibility. So that's what you're saying, that if everyone says that and no one votes, so what am I going to do? So then nothing's going to ever be accomplished. So therefore, everyone has to, even though it's a chovas tzibur, everyone has a yachid, has to ensure that they do their part as part of the tzibur. It's important for many halachas. When it comes to, let's say, Eruv or building mikvahs, what's my money going to do? My money's going to do nothing. The tzibur will handle it. No. Even though your money might not really affect much, but if everybody else does that, so the whole system's going to fall apart. So everyone is obligated to give something to tzedakah, even if you don't rely on the Eruv, because you're Sfardi or because you have Chumras. You still have to pay money for the Eruv, because if you don't, then the whole community is going to fall apart. So as, even a Batar Tzibur, I think what you're saying, even when it is a Chiva Tzibur, Lemaisa, every individual should take that responsibility on themselves.
When we're so concerned with Kabbalah Torah, that's not a bazillion to the Torah when somebody's just like learning?
No, the Gemara talks about this. Most think it is. This is just one daya. It's based on the sugya of Sheshis and Gemara and Brachos and Sota, that he would first, if the I don't want to get too involved in the sugya, but he would have a sefer opened up first before they would open up Kriyas HaTorah. So he was
blind.
What? He was blind. Yeah. Good question. Okay, I'm not sure. It is a good question. I think it's Rav Sheshis. I think it is. I'll look up the Gemara afterwards. I don't have a Sotir or Brachos. But either way, so he was learning a Sefer Torah, a Sefer beforehand, so it was clear his focus was on something else. He wasn't turning from the Kriyas HaTorah, he was already focused in what he was doing. So now, what about the interesting question, the Tshuvas Ravon? The Tshuvas Ravon was one of the Rishonim. He came, I think he was a son-in-law, maybe a grandson of Rashi. I don't remember exactly the whole family history here. But the Tshuvas Ravon, this is number 16, He asked, his brother Reb Chizkiah had asked him the following question. He asked him, when you read the Torah, when a person gets an aliyah, why do you say, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevarach? What's the need for that? So just say the bracha. Why are you engaging the tzibur first? Baruch Hu, and everyone says, Baruch Hashem HaMevarach Lamed. Why are you engaging the tzibur? Whoever gets the aliyah should just say the bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and that's it. So says the Ravon, I answered him saying that because there's a chiv on every individual to get a bracha. Everyone has to hear Kriyas HaTorah. You are being motzi, the tzibur. You're being motzi them. One guy's up there. You can't have everyone get an aliyah. So one guy's motzi everybody else, which clearly indicates it's a chovas yachid, and the guy getting aliyah is motzi everybody else. That's the tshuvas rivan, one of the rishonim. You're being motzi the others, the bracha, because it's a chovas yachid.
Is it my imagination, or is it really in reality that the Sfardim say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo during the, during the brachas of the Torah, and the Ashkenazi don't. Isn't that right?
Everyone should really say it, I think.
Everybody should?
I think so, yeah. But that's a different point, though, here.
No, I thought that had to do if you had an obligation to say the bracha or not.
Why would you be saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo if you're trying to be Yosei with the bracha?
Right, that's what I'm asking.
But I think that's typically what we say. You're doing Shemona Esrei as well. You're being Yotze.
If you don't
want to
be Yotze with the bracha, you say Baruch Hashem.
Right, this is true.
That's what I'm kind of asking. Uh-huh. When you said if it's on the Tzibor, if it's on the Yachid, if I'm being Yotze the bracha, if I'm not, that's why I thought it was relevant.
Yeah, you generally say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo and Baruch Hu, but I never paid attention to this point, but you're making a good point. And normally when we're being Yotze, let's say, for example, by Kriyas Tehillah, by Tkiyas Shofar, we don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo for that first bracha, because it's going to serve as an interruption. So, you're right. This discussion should depend on whether you're being Yotze or not. Very good. So that's it. Yeah.
I'm saying the one is, you're being Yotze. You say Baruch Hu Hashem Amvorach, and the Kal answers Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Amvored. And then the person who, the Shliat Tzibor, answers, he repeats it, Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Amvored, because he has to be included in the bracha.
Right.
But in order to be included with everybody else, he's saying, let's bless Hashem's, let's say Hashem's name should be blessed. Everybody's answering, but he should also answer together with them, not separately.
So he's
supposed to be part of the...
Right. Right here. Either so the Rabban says that everyone's being Yotze with the bracha of the person getting the Aliyah. Now the Tosa seems to argue. Tosa's right to the famous Gemara in Sukkah, where in Alexandria, this big, massive shul, where it's impossible to hear what the Chazan was saying. So they have one guy waving the flag. Now, Morty, I know what you're talking about, waving the handkerchief. And now's the time to answer Amen. Because they couldn't hear otherwise. So Tosas and Mechadish, that waving of the flag, the waving of the handkerchief, was only with regards to Kriyas HaTorah. When they say the bracha Amen after that bracha. When it comes to Tefillah, and anything else that the Shliach Tzibor is being motzi the Rabbim, the waving the flag won't work. Because you have to hear the words to be Yotze. Saying Amen to something you don't know is not, you're not being Yotze. Amen's a nice thing to say. If I'm trying to be Yotze something, I need to hear the words. So the waving the flag won't be sufficient for those other parts of davening. Now, I don't know what they did those other parts of davening. I don't know what they did. But he says the waving the flag was only for Kriyas HaTorah. Why? Because Kriyas HaTorah, he's assuming, is not a Chovas Yachid. I don't need to be Yotze with the bracha of the Aliyah. I answer Amen because you're supposed to say Amen when I hear a guy say a bracha. The guy is saying, I'm not being Yotze, but I say Amen. A guy is saying, Asher Yotzer, I say Amen, because you're supposed to say Amen, but I'm not being Yotze. So too says Tosos, you say Amen when the guy gets an Aliyah, even though you didn't hear what he said, because you're not being Yotze. Other things that you're being Yotze, saying Amen to something you haven't heard doesn't work. So what we could glean from this Tosos is that you are not being Yotze through the bracha of the Aliyahs. There is no Chovas Yachid when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, according to Tosos. While the Ravan says, no, there is a chiyuv. Each of us have a chiyuv to get the Aliyah. So we say an Amen on the guy's bracha in order to be Yotze the chiyuv. So again, this question also hinges on whether it's a Chovas Yachid or a Chovas Tzibor.
But there's Kohen, there's Levi, there's Yisrael. How could I...
That's just the order of that's just order of Kavod. But we all have to get it.
But you do have the ability to have the first one if there is no problem.
Exactly. Let's finish off with one last nafkamina. Interesting case, the Gemara in Chulin, about the situation is a person who has shechted an animal. And after you shecht a chai and oaf, what's the mitzvah of shechting chai and oaf? There's a mitzvah of kisui adam, you cover the blood. When it comes to behema, a domesticated animal such as a cow, there is no mitzvah of kisui adam, covering the blood, but by a chai and oaf, there is a mitzvah. So I shecht my chicken, there's blood on the floor, I'm about to go cover it up with some dirt. Comes on my friend, he covers it, he chaps the mitzvah from me, he takes the mitzvah away from me. What's halacha, says Rabbi Gamliel? Yechai litein asara zehuvim. There's a value for mitzvahs. For you taking my mitzvah away, you owe me 10 gold coins. That's the Gemara says. You take any mitzvah away, you owe 10 gold coins. The Minchas Chinuch has a chakira, I think. The person, let's say I was asked to bench, I think he talks about this, and the guy benched for me, he took the zimun. So now he owes me 4 brachas, 4 mitzvahs, the 4 brachas, he owes me 40 gold coins. So you don't want to take that benching away from somebody else. So this is very halacha l'maisa. And we don't really make people pay, but there are nafkaminas. So Tosus talks about a case on that daf. Let's say they call me up to get the aliyah. And then some other guy, another levi, jumps in, and he says baruch hu instead of me. So what's halacha? He just stole my mitzvah. Says Tosus, the last of the marmakum, number 20, He says, reading the bold, Echad she'amad b'makum chaveiro, l'kro b'torah. One guy took my Aliyah away from me. Potter, he's potter, b'lav ha'itam, without the reason mentioned before. V'afil tafes mafkinim enei, mishum d'kulam chayavim b'kriyas ha'torah. We're all chayiv, equally. One guy's representing, but only, but it's all our same chayiv. So I didn't take his mitzvah away from him, I have the same exact mitzvah. So therefore, I'm potter. If it's a case where it's really a chalvas tzibur, where I don't have individual chiyuvim on us, and one guy was called up to fulfill that tzibur chiyuv, and I take it away from him, so then it sounds like Tosas would agree, I would have to pay as hard as chiyuvim for him. But since it's a chalvas yachid, we all have equal chiyuvim, he's just representing me, so I can represent everybody else as well, in which case I'm not stealing away his chiyuv, I would not owe Asar Zehuvim. So this is the conclusion of this discussion. Again, whether Kriyas HaTorah is on the Tzibor or it's in the Yachid. We went through like 6-7 different Afkaminas. There are many more, much more to talk about, but we'll stop here. And next week we're going to talk about the next case, which I start off with, sound like say very quickly, that Tosas writes is an issue of Los Hiskodidu. When it comes to the Kfar, and we're to go to Yom HaKnisa, they read in the big cities on, let's say, Yud Beis. And in the cities themselves, they read on Yud Dalet. That means in the same city, you'd have two different readings going on. One day for the Kfarim, and the next day for the people who live there, in the Krachim. So the Tosas asks in Gemari Vamos, isn't that Los Hiskodidu? People doing different things? Like Chol HaMoed. Some people wearing tefillin, some people not wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's Los Hiskodidu. So in light of that, Tosas Mechadesh, a whole other pshat to the Mishnah here in Megillah.